So he said to me on our first date, "I like my pussy smelling good. Sometimes, like rose, or maybe lavender, or better still, vanilla." I was sitting there looking at him like, "Oh, you mean my vagina?" He said, "Well, it's mine because I'm going to own it." I said to him, "You realize it's not an attachment and it's part of my body. So how do you expect a human organ to smell like a plant? I mean, you are what you eat. So whatever you eat is what you get down there. Onions, garlic, pineapple, etc. So I stay away from too much onions and garlic. But how can I eat a rose?" He interrupted like, well, you could put some perfume or lady fragrance in there because I don't like my pussy smelling, having all this fishy smell." And I said, "Oh, wait, you mean my vagina? Because the last time I checked, vagina does have a scent, like every part of the body, and it's natural. And yes, a scent, because I don't want to call it a smell." He interrupted again, "Oh, I don't even like my pussy to wear because, you'll get slippery with no grip. And then, I don't even, I don't like, I don't even like giving heads, and because the saliva might get it wet." And he said, wait, he said, here's the thing. I don't like hair. The sight of hair turns me off. In fact, the sight of hair on my pussy is a no-go area." I said, "Wait, you mean my vagina?" He said, "Well, I'm going to own it." He said, I said, as he was stumbling, and I said, "Wait, do you realize there is no vagina without hair?" And then he was like, "Well, I don't like hair on my vagina. Just the sight of it, no. I was like, "Wait. You have to love hair. Because if you love vagina, you have to love hair. Because hair grows around it and almost in it. So if you don't like hair," he interrupted again, "my pussy should be smooth like a baby's bum." At this point, I wasn't having it. I said to him, "I like being touched. Like, not just being touched, but like being touched. In sport, that'll make my vagina drip and make my pants wet like Niagara Falls. Suck on my nipple, kiss my neck, slide your fingers inside me. And, when I'm dripping, you slide your whole bin inside of me. And I'll welcome your whole bin down there." He interrupted again, "Why can't we just go straight to the point instead of running in circles? Because you and I know that's where we're going to end." I said to him, "You see down there? I mean, my vagina? My vagina is my world. I treat her with so much love and tenderness. She needs to be pampered and harnessed. If I can get her wet and make her come in 5 minutes, I wouldn't allow anyone to treat her less than she truly deserves." And that was the end of the date because I love my vagina.